WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. As the calendar turns to the new year, we look back at some of the struggles of our listening communities, news stories which gripped our attention and tugged at our heartstrings. Back in April 15, 2015, fast food workers staged a strike in 200 cities across the country.
We're fast food workers. We're also retail workers, construction workers, child care workers. I mean, just we run the gamut of basically low-wage workers who are tired of being treated with disrespect. We're only fighting for what we feel like we need and what we deserve.
Jameer Calhoun is a McDonald's worker. He's a crew trainer. He's been working at the fast food giant for over 4 years. He started out making $8 an hour. Now he makes $9.35 an hour. He says $15 an hour would make all the difference to him and his family.
It's a living wage. Is what I can make so I don't have to worry about feeding my daughter or just having to get help from my family, government assistance, and take 4 or 5 jobs that has me working around the clock and I barely see my family.
It's the fight for 15. The fight for $15 an hour and the fight to form a union at fast food franchises throughout the country. Part of the strategy of the fight for 15 has been to pressure McDonald's to take responsibility for workers and workers' conditions at its franchises. Kendall Fales is National Organizing Director with the Fight for 15.
Since the beginning of this campaign, workers have been saying that McDonald's is the boss. They know that McDonald's corporate comes to their store, is responsible for how much the meals cost, they're responsible for what uniforms they wear, they're responsible for if they're going to do all-day breakfast or not, so that means they're also responsible for the workers that are living in poverty and not getting raises, making $7.25, living in homeless shelters and can't feed their kids. And since McDonald's makes $5 to $6 billion a year in profit, we think that they have enough to make sure workers can not be on public assistance.
They need a $15 an hour. $8.75, we can support our family, so that we need a more raise. $15 that we are here.
Leticia Pashmino is a McDonald's worker in Jackson Heights, Queens. She's a food service worker handing out fast food meals to customers.
They don't want us to get to tips, so we $8.75. I can't leave. I can't support my son, my family. It's too much. It's too much.
Along with other workers, she's lying down on the ground in front of a Manhattan McDonald's in protest.
If we're going to stay on the floor, we're going to stay and sleep on the floor.
Pashmino wants the right to form a union. According to Jose Lopez with Make the Road New York, the message is very simple.
$8.75 doesn't cut it. At the national level, $7.25 doesn't cut it. Families need to eat. Families need to survive. We want to see 15. We want to see a union.
At the Fight for 15 protests, there are signs that say we see wage slavery. It's the Fight for 15 on 415, says another sign. People are wearing orange T-shirts from New York Communities for Change. Black T-shirts say Black Lives Matter, Freedom Fighters, New York City Fight for 15, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Jarrell Ware is wearing a T-shirt that says I Can't Breathe. He's a fast food employee. He works for McDonald's.
The world is the only place that feels as if we're not equal, but we're equal. Our lives matter. We want to take care of our families. We want to be able to walk through the street and not get killed by police.
New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal says the Fight for 15 is awesome.
People are trying to take back the power. Instead of being subject to groveling and accepting what big corporations that make bazillions of dollars in profits are giving, we're demanding what is right and what is fair for workers in New York State today.
By July, the New York State Fast Food Wage Board had heard hours of testimony from workers and from the business community throughout the state. They recommended a raise in the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour in New York City by 2018 and statewide by 2021.
Great day for New York.
New York State Senator Bill Perkins was at the wage board hearing this summer.
Great day for, especially for those workers that so many of us come into contact on a daily basis, and to see them recognized not simply for the work that they do, but for what they need to live affordably in this city, and they are here today in good numbers, and this board did the right thing, and I'm so honored that my city and my community, which might be considered fast food city in itself, Harlem, has now going to have workers that are going to be much happier and obviously are going to be able, hopefully, to afford to live in the community where they work. That's very, very important.
What about the idea that if business can't regulate itself, government needs to step in?
Well, thank goodness for that. I'm honored to have the opportunity to be in that position and to advocate from that point of view and to make a difference in this community's life. This is a very big deal. This makes Harlem even that much affordable.
I know this is the biggest wage increase in New York City history, so I'm just happy to be a part of history.
Jason Rice is a fast food worker at Domino's in Bed-Stuy. He said his job changed since he joined the campaign, the Fight for 15.
I mean, working there, my hours got cut a long time ago, ever since I've been involved with the campaign. But it's been a struggle working there, you know, less than 20 hours a week. So that's why I had to go get two other jobs just to supplement that income.
Destiny Glenn works at Popeyes in Hempstead on Long Island. She testified at the Long Island Fast Food Wage Board hearing at Nassau Community College. She said she was the second person to testify there.
It was nerve-wracking, but I'm really happy I took the time out to do it. It's so rewarding. As you can see, we got the 15.
So what is it like where you work? What have you experienced?
I mean, obviously, it's a lot of customer service and disrespectful customers. But on top of that, I mean, it's hour cuts for working and days getting cut off or days being put on without knowing. I think that's why I also am pushing for the union. That's why $15 and a union is very important, because with this union, we'll be able to make sure that we have the hours that we want to work, we have the days we want to work, and we're treated fair, we're treated nicely and in the workplace.
Wage Board member Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says he was struck by testimony he heard from fast food workers. One in particular stuck out.
From a 72-year-old grandfather who still had to work to support children and grandchildren and to send money to family living overseas, and his hope that one day he would be able to retire, one day he would be able to put his feet up and enjoy the fruits of his labor. But unfortunately, because he was making so little money, he could not afford to do that and support his family, so he had to continue to work even into his 70s.
And for Rashawn Robinson, who works at a Domino's in Brooklyn, the raise in the minimum wage means a world of difference.
Beforehand, when I did my testimony, I was speaking about my check. When I had first got my check, it literally broke my heart, because when I looked at my check and I opened that envelope, I saw $193 on my check, and that's not enough. What can $193 do? It doesn't even matter what age. $193 can't do nothing for anybody. So I'm glad the wage board and was with our side. I thank Andrew Cuomo, the governor, for listening and taking heed to what we're saying and showing that he's on our side.
The fast food industry has lagged behind, and it's time to catch up.
Wage board member Mike Fishman said another factor in raising the minimum wage is that the fast food industry is subsidized by nearly $1 billion in tax dollars.
This is something that became clear from the people who talked to us on the wage board and gave evidence that when wages are raised, that money, those tax dollars, can go to other things for other people, and people who work in this industry will be able to take care of their family.
The Fast Food Wage Board was convened by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after proposals to increase the minimum wage for all workers failed in the legislature. Since then, the governor announced a phase-in to $15 an hour for state workers. This according to the schedule set up for fast food workers. Last year, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio raised the floor for workers at city-backed projects to $13.13 an hour. This is expected to top $15 an hour by 2019. On December 31st, fast food workers' wages will be increased to $10.50 an hour in the city, and for outside of the city in New York State to $9.75, eventually eventually going up to $15. Overall, the minimum wage in New York State increases to $9 an hour. For tipped hospitality workers, their wage increase goes to $7.50 an hour. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.